请我们看约翰一书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书第四章。
1 John chapter 4.
我们就念第十九节。
We'll just read verse 19.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because he has first loved us.
我们再看哥林多前书。
First Corinthians.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
第三节。
Verse 3.
哥林多前书第八章第三节。
First Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3.
若有人爱神，这人乃是神所知道的。
But if anyone loves God, he is known of him.
请我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down and pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你再给我们有一次机会，可以聚集在你的面前。
You give us another chance to gather before you.
我们的主，我们感谢赞美你，因为你实在爱我们。
Lord, we thank you and praise you because you indeed love us.
你为我们设计。
And for us, you gave yourself.
我们的主，我们也巴不得我们也能爱你。
Lord, we hope that we can love you.
但是我们感觉爱不是能说说就有的。
But we know that love is not something that just by talking that we have.
需要你自己用你的爱来激励我们。
We need you to inspire us with your own love.
好叫我们真正能爱你。
So that we can indeed love you.
所以我们把早晨这个时间交在你的手里。
Therefore, we put the time this morning on your hand.
我们仰望你的灵，把神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
We look up to your spirit to pour down the love of God in our hearts.
好叫你能得着你应当得着的爱。
That you get the love that you so desire, so deserve.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们这一次一同聚集在主的面前。
This time we gather together before the Lord.
我们所交通的乃是弟兄相爱。
What we are sharing about is brotherly love.
但是我们在第一天就说过。
But from the first day we said,
弟兄相爱不是一件偶然的东西。
Brotherly love is not something that comes by chance.
我们不能一开始的时候就交通弟兄相爱。
And we cannot just talk about the love among brothers from the beginning.
我们必须要回到爱的源头去。
We have to go back to the source of love.
所以我们在开始的时候就说神是爱。
So at the very beginning, we said that God is love.
在我的心里，我一直不能离开约翰一书第四章第七节和第八节。
In my heart, I was never able to leave 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 and 8.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。
Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God.
凡有爱心的，都是由神而生。并且认识神。
And everyone that loves has been begotten of God and knows God.
没有爱心的就不认识神。
He that loves not has not known God.
因为神就是爱。
For God is love.
我想这里给我们很清楚地看见。
So here it shows us very clearly.
爱是从神来的。
Love is of God, from God.
有爱的人都是从神生的。
He who has love.Is born of God.
没有爱的人就不认识神。
He who loves not does not know God.
因为神就是爱。
For God is love.
当神创造人的时候，
When God created man,
他是照着他的形象来造人。
He made man according to his own image.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
所以他造人的时候也给人一个灵。
Therefore, when he made man, he gave man a spirit.
但是人的灵并不就是神的灵。
But man's spirit is not God's spirit.
人的灵乃是神赐给人的一个本能。
The man's spirit is a capacity which God has given man.
是一个容量。
It is some measure of capacity.
叫我们能接受神的灵。
It is a vessel that we can receive the Spirit of God.
好让神的灵能住在我们的灵里头。
So that God's Spirit can dwell in our spirit.
在灵里头能与主合而为一。
That in the Spirit we can be one with the Lord.
神是生命。
God is life.
所以当他造人的时候，他也赐给人生命。
Therefore, when He made man, He gave man life.
圣经告诉我们说，神吹气在人的鼻孔里。
The Bible tells us that God breathed into the nostril of man.
人就成了一个有灵的活人。
And man becomes a living soul.
成了一个活的魂。
A living soul.
换一句话说，人就有了一个受造的生命。
In another word, that man now has a created life.
但是这一个受造的生命不就是神是生命。
But this created life is not that the life that is God, of God.
神的生命乃是非受造。
God's life is an uncreated life.
而神所赐给人的，在被造的时候赐给人的一个是一个受造的生命。
But then when the time the man is created, that God has given man a created life.
但是记住这一个受造的生命就给我们有机会能接受神那一个非受造的生命。
But given this created life, now we have the opportunity to receive this uncreated life of God.
好叫我们在生命的里面与神能合一。
Therefore, in life that we can be one with God.
神是爱。
God is love.
当他造人的时候，他在人的里面也造出一个能爱的那一个capacity， 那个才能。
When God created man, he also created in man this capacity to love.
但是我们已经说过了，这一个被造的这个爱，并不就是神是爱。
But this love that is in the created is not.It's not that God is love.
这个不过是神爱的一个摄影，一个 reflection.
It's not God's love, but it's a reflection of God's love.
因着神给人有这个爱的一个本能。
Because God has given man this capacity to love.
叫我们能接受神的爱。
That we are able to receive God's love.
让神的爱能充满在我们的里面。
That His love can fill us.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们最基本需要认识的，
the fundamental thing we need to know,
就是说爱就是神的爱，不是我们在被造的时候在天然的里面我们就已经有的。
God's love is not what we had when we were created, when we were in our natural state.
我们就着真正的爱来说，
and as regarding this true, genuine, this true love,
因为只有神的爱乃是真的爱，
the only God's love is the real, true love.
这是爱的一个实际 reality.
And that's the reality of love, of love.
除了神这个爱之外都不是真的。
Besides God's love, no other love is real.
这一个爱是我们原来所没有的。
And that love is something we do not have, we did not have at the beginning.
所以在这里告诉我们说，凡是没有爱的就不认识神。
Therefore, it says here that he who does not have love does not know God.
凡是有爱的，他是从神生的，并且认识神。
He who has love is born of God and knows God.
神给人的命令自由。
The commandment from God to man is only one.
神对人的要求只有一个。
The requirement of God to man is only one.
他要我们尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意地爱他。
He wants us to love him with all heart, all soul, all understanding, all strength.
他也要我们爱人如同爱自己一样。
He also wants us to love others.
因为神他自己是爱。
Because God himself is love.
所以他对于我们要求的也只有爱这个东西。
So what he requires of us is only love.
但是我们里面没有这个爱。
But inside of us, there's no love.
当神把十条诫把律法赐给人的时候
When God give man Ten Commandments or the law
这个十条的诫就是把神自己是怎样的一位神宣告出来
These Ten Commandments actually declares God himself
所以就着十条诫来说就着神自己来说这是他的见证
So just about the Ten Commandments and just regarding God himself these Ten Commandments was his testimony
但是当这一个律法十条诫来到我们手中的时候就成了诫命成了律法
But when this law when the Ten Commandments came to our hand it became the law that we had to abide to
神他借着律法诫命把他自己显明出来
and God through law and commandments expresses himself
而在我们这一面来说就变成律法和诫命
but to us it became the law and the statute
and 我们需要遵守这些的诫命
and we need to observe these commandments
但是在这里就发生一个很大的难处
but here there came a difficulty
因为神所要求的那个爱我们没有
because the love that God wanted we do not have
所以我们看见反而这个律法就定了我们的罪
so therefore the law condemned us
但是感谢神
but thank God
在加拉太书第三章告诉我们说
in Galatians chapter 3 we are told
律法好像训梦的师傅一样
the law is like a teacher
他把我们众人都圈在罪的里面
it put us into sin
好把我们带到基督的面前
therefore we can be brought before Christ
能从主那里来领受这个爱
so that we can receive from the Lord this love
那么有了这个爱我们才能尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神
now that we have this love then we can love our God with all heart all soul all understanding and all strength
所以当我们信主的时候
therefore when we believe in the Lord
我们看见在我们里面就发生了一个很大的变化
We saw that within us there is a great change
我们本来是死在罪恶过犯中的人
Originally we were dead in sin and transgressions
我们本来也是随从今世的风俗
Originally we were just going along the flow of this world
我们顺服那空中掌权的那个恶者
And we submit to the evil that was the power in the air
我们在那里放纵我们的情欲
And we indulged our own lust.
我们照着我们自己的意思在那里行事做人。
And we live according to our own purpose.
我们实在是愤怒之子。
And we are the sons of anger.
但是感谢神，因着神的怜悯。
But thank God because of His mercy.
他把恩典赐给我们。
He gave us grace.
他把他自己的儿子赐给我们。
He gave us His own son.
叫我们能蒙。
So that we can receive this grace.
我们蒙恩是因着信，是因着信也奔着那个恩典。
When we receive this grace, it is through grace and by faith.
罗马第五章也告诉我们说
Romans chapter 5.
当我们还做罪人的时候
When we were still sinners,
基督就为我们死。
Christ died for us.
我们还在软弱的时候
When we were still weak.
我们甚至于在那里做仇敌的时候
When we were still enemies.
基督就为着我们舍身。
Christ gave himself for us.
在这里，神把他的爱就向我们显明出来。
Here, God displayed his love to us.
不是我们爱神。
It is not that we love God.
是神先爱我们。
But he loves us first.
因着他先爱我们。
Because he loved us first.
他把这个爱就种在我们的里面。
He planted this love in us.
这样。我们才能开始来爱我们的神。
Then we can start to love our God.
我相信弟兄姊妹。
I believe brothers and sisters.
我们每一个人都能回想我们蒙恩得救的经过。
We can all reflect how we were saved.
当我们在没有办法的时候。
When we were helpless.
软弱的时候。
Weak.
在罪恶中的时候
，in sin，
在神的愤怒底下的时候
，in his anger，
也是在可以说我们所生仇敌的时候
，and we can say that we were his enemy。
我们根本对神也没有心
，we had no heart for him，
也没有情
，no compassion。
我们怕他
，we feared him，
我们甚至于恨他
，we even hated him。
但是感谢神
，but thank God，
有一天
，one day，
他的救恩竟然临到我们这些。
His salvation came upon us who are not worthy.
神的爱借着他的儿子耶稣基督向我们显明出来。
God's love was displayed to us through his son Jesus Christ.
当我们相信主耶稣的时候，
When we believe in Lord Jesus,
我们就是相信神的爱。
We believe his love.
我们接受主的时候，
When we receive the Lord,
我们就是接受主的爱。
We receive his love.
我常常觉得
Often I felt,
世界上最大的罪
the greatest sin in the earth,
乃是拒绝神的爱
is to refuse the love of God.
没有一个罪比这个罪是更大的
There's no sin greater than this.
他这样的爱我们
He loved us so much.
但是我们竟然能拒绝他
But we could refuse him.
这个罪乃是定我们罪的
That sin condemned us.
感谢赞美主。
But we thank and praise our Lord.
我们被神的爱所激励。
We were constrained by His love.
跟他的爱所感动。
We were moved by His love.
我们就接受了他的爱所为我们预备的。
We accepted what He has prepared for us in His love.
我们接受了主耶稣做我们的救主。
We accepted Lord Jesus to be our Savior.
主就进到我们里面。
The Lord came into us.
爱就进到我们里面。
Love.Came into us.
所以罗马书说神圣灵把神的爱就浇灌在我们的心里。
So the letter to the Romans says that Spirit pour down the love of God in our hearts.
从那个时候开始
From that moment on,
我们里面就很自然的有一个爱神的心。
In us, there was a heart to love God very naturally.
这个不是造能制造出来的东西。
And this is something that we can make.
这个也不是能装假的东西。
And this is something that we can put up a face.
一个人如果接受了主耶稣，自然而然在他里面有一个爱神的心。
When one receives Lord Jesus, very naturally in him, there's a heart that loves God.
如果他没有接受主耶稣，他口里可以说我爱主，但是实在没有这个东西。
If he has not received Jesus Christ, he can say in his lips that I love God, but in him there's no such thing.
这个爱就在我们里面开始。
And this love starts to move in us.
这个爱不是别的。
And this love is nothing other.
这个爱就是神的爱。
Then God's love.
神的爱在我们里面就开始就工作了。
And then this God's love starts to work in us.
从那天开始，我们就开始过基督徒的生活。
From that day on, we start to live a life of a Christian.
因为基督徒的生活是一个爱的生活。
Because the life of a Christian is a life of love.
是我们与神之间一个爱的关系。
It is a relationship, love relationship between us and God.
当我们初中信主的时候
，The first time when we Believe in the Lord.
我相信弟兄姊妹里面都有一个这样一个纯洁的爱。
I believe you brothers and sisters, we all have in us this very pure love.
我们都有一个很专业的爱。
We all have this very single love.
我们都有一个放弃一切的爱。
And we also have this love that we are willing to abandon all things.
我们都有一个愿意为着爱神的缘故受苦的那个心志。
And we even have a heart to suffer for the Lord because we love him.
那个时候在我们里面那个爱实在可以说是又真又活的。
And that love in us at that time indeed was living and true.
这个我们称它为起初的爱。
And that we call the first love.
这个起初一面说乃是开始第一个爱。
And that first love on the one hand is indeed the love at the beginning.
用时间来说这是我们开始与神发生关系的时候那个爱。
In terms of time, that is the love that when we start to have a relation with our God.
这个爱不是我们天然有的。
This love is not come from us naturally.
这个爱是生在我们里面的。
This love is born into us.
这个爱不是别的，就是神的爱。
This love is none other than God's love.
所以你看那个爱的性质与神的爱的性质是完全一样的。
Therefore, you see, the nature of that love is exactly the same as the same, is not the same as the love of God.
神爱我们是这样专一。
God loves us that single.
我们爱神也一样的专一。
The way we love God is also that single.
神爱我们不讲任何的条件。
God loves us without any condition.
我们爱他也不讲条件。
We love him without condition.
神爱我们是绝对的。
God loves us absolutely.
我们爱他也是绝对的。
We love him absolutely.
神爱我们是没有一点自私的心。
God loves us without self.
我们爱他也没有一点自私的心。
We love him without self.
这个起初的爱在我们里面。
And this first love in us.
我们要如果能住在那个爱中的话。
If we can abide in that love.
我们就住在神的里面。
We abide in God.
而这个爱就在里面带领我们走前面的道路。
And that love leads us walk forward.
但是除了这个爱之外。
But besides this love.
我们看见在我们里面已经有了另外一个爱。
But we see that in us there is already another love.
那个就是神创造我们的时候给我们的那个爱。
And that love is the love that was given to us when God created us.
我们称它为天然的爱。
And we can call that a natural love.
在我们里面有一个天然的爱。
In us, there is a natural love.
这个天然的爱因着人犯罪的缘故。
And that natural love, because man sinned.
已经变成一个堕落败坏的爱。
Has become a corrupted, fallen love.
变成一个自私的爱
has become a selfish love
变成一个不绝对的爱
has become a love which is not absolute
也变成一个分心的爱
and also become a love which is divided
变成一个千变万化的爱
and a love that changes
不是很久不变的爱
and it is not one which is abides forever
在我们里面
in us
有了两种不同的爱。
There are two different kinds of love.
一个是天然的爱。
One natural love.
被造的时候就有的。
Given to us when we were created.
因着犯罪的缘故就堕落了。
And because of sin, that love has fallen.
但是另外一面，当我们信主的时候，我们接受了神自己的爱。
But on the other hand, when we believe in the Lord, we receive love from God Himself.
我们称它为超然的爱。
We call that supernatural love.
这个超然的爱就是神自己。
This supernatural love is God Himself.
在那里就是有他自己各种的心情。
And that has the natures, characters of He Himself.
神的旨意乃是要我们常住在那个超然的爱的里面。
The will of God is for us to abide in that supernatural love.
换一句话说，就是要让这个超然的爱来带领我们走前面的道路。
In another word, it is that we let that supernatural love to lead us walk forward.
无论是生活也好，
no matter in our daily life,
无论是敬拜也好，
or worship,
无论是侍奉也好，
or serving service,
都要常住在这一个爱里面。
We all need to abide constantly in this love.
也可以说我们要维持这个起初的爱。
In another word, it is that we need to maintain, to keep that first love.
不错，这个起初的爱乃是不断在那里长进的。
Indeed, that first love grows continually.
我们知道生命是一直不断的长进的。
We know that life grows.
什么时候生命停止长了，就是死亡来了。
Whenever life stops to grow, death comes.
所以这个爱也是不断地在那里增加的。
So therefore, this love also is growing continually.
这个起初的爱是不断地增长的。
This first love should grow continually.
可能在我们开始的时候，
Maybe at the very beginning.
在这个起初的爱里面，恐怕情感方面比较浓厚一点。
Maybe at the very beginning, in that first love, that we have more portions of emotion.
我们提到主的名，我们就掉泪下来。
And then whenever we mention the name of the Lord, our tears come down.
我们实在对他有一个爱的心。
We really have a compassion for our Lord.
但是这个爱继续往前去的时候，
But when this love grows,
我们看见渐渐这个爱就深度就增长。
We see that love deepens.
到了一个时候，可以说这个爱是在意志里面与神就合一了。
Now, to a certain extent, we can say that this love becomes one with God in our will.
这个你在雅各里头就能看得很清楚。
This we can see in the Song of Songs.
因为雅各乃是个爱的故事。
The Song of Songs is a love story.
在这里有一个同一个 virgin.
Here.There is a virgin.
这个女子她因为曾尝到了主的爱。
This virgin, because she has tasted the love of the Lord.
她是已经蒙恩得救的人。
And she was saved, she was once saved by grace.
因为她尝到了主的爱，觉得主的爱是何等的甘甜。
She tasted the love of the Lord, feeling that that's so sweet.
所以她里面就被爱激动。
So she was stirred up in her By this love.
他就是呼喊说，愿你与我亲嘴。
And she cried out, may you kiss me.
我要与你更亲更近。
Now, I want to be closer to you.
我实在需要在你的旁边。
I really need to be beside you.
因着他向着主有这样爱慕的心。
Because of such compassion for the Lord.
所以那两人就一直在那里带他带他。
So the husband brought her along.
他一直把他带到你看到雅各书末了的时候。
And when you come to the end of Song of Songs,
那个时候，苏拉密女与所罗门可以说是完全合而为一。
And there we see that Shulamite and Solomon were completely in one.
那个时候，他的那个爱完全在意志里面与。
At that time, her love is one with the Lord completely in her will.
所以连这个起初的爱，不是说这个起初的爱是一个东西，你有了之后就一直停在那里。
So even when we talk about the first love, it is not to say that the first love is something when you have, it remains.
这个起初的爱是活的。
And this first love is living.
是越爱越深。
And the more you love, the deeper it becomes.
也就是说，越过越认识主。
So when time goes on, you know the Lord more.
但是可惜。
But regrettably.
因为在我们里面原来还有这一个天然的爱。
Because in us, there originally was that natural love.
因着我们无知的缘故。
Because of our ignorance.
我们不能分辨什么是天然的爱。什么是超然的爱？
We are not able to distinguish what is natural love and what is the supernatural love.
在外表来看，
and from the outside,
外面的现象来看，
and from the phenomenon shown,
你几乎没有办法来把这两个爱分开。
You almost are not able to distinguish these two loves.
但是我们知道这两个爱的源头不同。
But we know that these two loves.Come from different sources.
他们的性质也不同。
Their natures are different.
他们的结果也是不同。
Their fruits are different too.
但是因着我们缺少属灵的知识。
But because we are ignorant in spiritual things.
当我们初初得救的时候，我们对主的爱实在是一个起初的爱。
When we were first saved, our love toward our Lord was indeed that first love.
弟兄姊妹，在那个时候。
Dear brothers and sisters, then.
主如果对你有什么要求，
If the Lord had any requirement on you,
你是毫不思索的你就答应了。
You would answer yes without thinking.
在那个时候，
At that time,
你甘心乐意为主受苦。
You are willing to suffer for him.
你一点不觉得苦。
And you don't feel the pain.
因为你知道主是与你同在。
Because you know the Lord is with you.
但是很多的时候这一段的时期不太长。
But oftentimes this period is not long.
如果这样的爱能保持一直到主见主面的时候，那是何等的美啊！
If such love can be maintained until we see the Lord, then how good it would be.
但是很多的时候，
But oftentimes,
我们看见我们渐渐的不依靠这个起初的爱。
But we see that gradually we start to not depend on this first love.
我们渐渐的就回来用我们天上的爱。
And gradually we come back to use our natural love.
我们用我们天然的爱来爱神。
We use our natural love to love God.
我们用我们天然的爱来爱我们的弟兄姊妹。
We use this natural love to love our brothers and sisters.
我们以为非常的爱神。
And we think we love God.
我们以为非常的爱弟兄姊妹。
And we think we love our brothers and sisters very much.
我们不知道我们在这里所用的爱是一个错误的爱。
But we did not realize that here we have used a wrong love.
因为在外表上你分不出来。
Because in the appearance you cannot tell the difference.
这个需要圣灵的光照。
And this needs the enlightenment from the Holy Spirit.
我们就受了欺骗。
Then we were fooled.
我们一面从起初的爱里面落出来。
On the one hand, we have fallen away from that first love.
另外一面，我们回到那个天然的爱里面。
On the other hand, we have fallen back to this natural love.
从前用这个天然的爱来爱罪。
And in the past, we used this natural love to love sin.
现在我们用这个天然的爱来爱神。
Now we use that same natural love to love God.
但是主的话告诉我们说。
But the word of God tells us.
神所要求我们对他的爱。
The love that God requires of us toward him.
乃是 agape.
It's agape.
是他自己的爱。
It is the love of himself.
圣经里头没有一个地方神吩咐我们用这个天然的爱来爱神。
There's no place in the scripture that God asks us to love him with our natural love.
他要求我们用那个起初的爱来爱他。
He asked us to love him with that first love.
如果我们用天然的爱来爱他的话，
If we love him with that natural love,
你就看见说，不但不能讨神的喜悦，
Then you see, not only you cannot please God,
并且是被神所定罪的。
But that is condemned by God.
如果我们能举一点例子的话，
For example,
比方说在旧约的时候有一个扫罗。
In the Old Testament time, there was Saul.
这个扫罗他大发热心。
And Saul was zealous.
他做了王之后。
After he became king.
他发热心。
He was zealous.
他就把基遍的人杀掉。
And he killed the Gibeonites.
我们知道当以色列人出进迦南的时候。
But we know that when Israelites entered Canaan at the first time.
神的命令要把迦南七族全部消灭。
The command of God is to destroy all the seven tribes in Canaan.
但是欺骗人他用了诡计。
But the Gibeonites used a trick.
他欺骗了以色列人。
They lied to the Israelites.
以色列人没有寻求神。
And the Israelites did not seek the will of the Lord.
就答应他们与他们结盟。
And they agreed to have covenant with them.
因着这个缘故，欺骗人就留在以色列人的中间。
And because of that, the Gibeonites remained among the Israelites.
那我们看见扫罗来了。
Here came Saul.
他大发热心。
And he was so zealous.
他要爱神。
And he wanted to love God.
神说迦南七族要全部毁灭。
And God says all his seven tribes in Canaan has to be eliminated.
所以他就起来杀欺骗人。
So he rose up and killed the Gibeonites.
因着这个缘故。
For that reason.
灾难临到以色列国。
Sufferings came to Israel.
大卫做王的时候。
When David became king.
神就给他看见。
God showed him.
这件事不是神所喜悦。
That happening was not what pleased God.
因为他们背了他们的约。
Because they have disobeyed their covenant.
神是守约的神。
And God is the one that keeps his promise.
而他们背了他们的约。
But they have violated that covenant.
另外一面我们也看见这个扫罗。
And on the other hand, we also see the Saul.
神借着撒母耳告诉他。
God, through Samuel, told him.
要把亚摩利人把他灭尽。
and to destroy the Amalekites.
因为当以色列人出埃及的时候
，because when Israelites came out of Egypt，
当他们在旷野里软弱的时候
，when they were weak in the desert，
亚摩利人就起来攻击他们
，Amalekites rose up to attack them，
要把他们毁掉
，and to eliminate them。
所以亚摩利人世世代代就做以色列人的仇敌。
So the Amalekites became the enemy to Israel for generations.
神的旨意要把他们全部毁灭。
The will of the Lord is to eliminate them.
把他们的名字从地上除去。
To wipe their names from the earth.
所以扫罗做王的时候。
So when Saul became king.
神借着撒母耳吩咐扫罗去灭尽亚摩利人。
And through Samuel, God ordered Saul to eliminate the Amalekites.
不但是人，连牲畜都要毁灭。
Not only man, but also animals.
但是扫罗
But Saul,
他又是用天然的爱来爱神
He again used his natural love to love God
他把那些瘦弱的牲畜都毁掉了
And he indeed killed all these animals which were weak
他把那些肥壮的都留下
And he saved the animals which were strong
他在那里说要把这些东西献祭给神
And he reasoned that he would use these things as sacrifice to God
他把亚摩利的王亚甲留下来
And he actually kept the king of Amalekite.
所以你看，你用天然的爱来爱神。
So you see, when you love God with your natural love,
不但不能遵行神的旨意
，not only you are not able to obey the will of God,
反而是得罪神。
But also you sin against God.
我们在新约里头也有一个扫罗。
In the New Testament, we also have a Saul.
法利赛人扫罗。
Saul the Pharisee.
你就看见说他是一个爱神的人。
We see that he was the one that loved God.
他感觉自己非常的爱神。
He felt he loved God very much.
他要侍奉神。
And he wanted to serve God.
所以他认为那些信徒耶稣基督的人都是背道离教的人。
Therefore, he thinks those who follow Jesus were the ones that are against the faith.
所以他就起来逼迫他们。
So he rose up to persecute them.
把他们抓到监狱里面。
He took them, put them in prison.
定他们的罪。
And put crime on them, condemn them.
让他们死掉。
And to cause them to die.
逼迫他们说咒诅的话，亵渎的话。
And he cursed them, he blasphemed against them.
他以为他是侍奉神。
And he thought he was serving God.
但是我们看见他这样的侍奉是用天然的爱来侍奉。
But we see that when he served God this way, he was serving God with his natural love.
这样的侍奉不但不能得着神的喜悦。
Such service not only could not please God,
并且这样的侍奉是对神的国有害的。
But it was damaging to the kingdom of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
让我们在神的光中来得见光。
Let us see light in his light.
今天我们生活在神的面前。
Today we live before God.
今天我们在地上一切的侍奉和工作。
Today we serve and we work on this earth.
我们是用那个天然的爱，还是我们是凭着超然的爱？
Do we use our natural love, or are we doing according to the supernatural love?
多少的时候，我们以为。这是神所喜悦的。
How many times we thought this is what would please God?
所以我们就做这些事要来讨神的喜悦。
Therefore we do these things to please Him.
但是我们没有先寻求他的旨意。
But we did not seek His will first.
我们用天然的爱来服侍神。
We use its natural love to serve God.
用我们自己的智慧。
We use our own smartness.
用我们自己的计划。
We use our own plan.
用我们自己天然的能力。
We use our natural strength.
我们来侍奉神。
And we want to serve God.
我们来爱神。
To love Him.
你要看见这样的爱，越爱越出毛病。
You have to see such love. The more you use it, the more it damages.
用这个天然的这样的爱来爱弟兄姊妹也是一样的。
And to use such natural love to love brothers and sisters, the result is the same.
越爱问题越多。
The more you love, the more problems you cause.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们在神面前必须要学一个功课。
We have to learn a lesson before God.
这个天然的爱必须要放在基督十字架的底下。
This natural love has to be placed under the cross of Christ.
如果 这个天然的爱没有与那个超然的爱分开的话，我们的侍奉永远是掺杂的。
Our life and our service are all the time mixed.
这个天然的爱，我们必须靠着圣灵支持在十字架的里面。
This natural love, we have to put it to death by the Holy Spirit.
所以你记得主在地上的时候。
So when our Lord was on earth,
他在那里说。
He said,
人如果爱我。
If man loves me,
不胜过爱父母、妻子、弟兄、姊妹，连自己的性命就不能做我的门徒。
If man loves me not more than his father, mother, and sisters and brothers, then he's not worthy to be my disciple.
为什么主有这样严厉的要求？
Why does our Lord have such severe requirements?
因为主知道。
Because the Lord knows.
如果我们真要爱他的话，
If we truly want to love him,
我们这个天然的爱必须要受十字架的对付。
And our natural love has to be dealt with by the cross.
这不是说我们不应当爱我们的父母。
It is not to say that we should not love our parents.
圣经第一条带着应许的诫命就是孝敬父母。
The first commandment having promised in the Bible is that we should honor our parents.
不是说做丈夫的人不要爱妻子。
It is not to say your husband do not love your wife.
圣经告诉我们说丈夫要爱妻子像基督爱教会一样。
The Bible tells us that husband should love his wife as Christ loves the church.
但是主在这里给我们看见。
But the Lord shows us here.
如果我们要过一个爱的生活。
If we want to live a life of love,
这个天然的爱就必须要受对付。
This natural love has to be dealt with.
如果这个天然的爱经过十字架的支持，
If this natural love which was dealt with by the cross,
我们才能完全凭着那超然的爱来爱神。
Then we can love our God completely.According to the supernatural love.
我们也能爱我们的父母、妻子、丈夫、儿女，连自己的性命，用这个超然的爱来爱。
Then we can love our parents, our husband, our wife, even our own life, according to this natural love.
在这样的爱里头
supernatural love.
在这样的爱里头没有自己。
In such love, there's no self.
没有自私。
There's no selfishness.
很多的时候，我们说爱，其实是爱我们。
Oftentimes when we say we love, actually we love ourselves.
但是当我们天然的爱受对付的时候，
But when our natural love is dealt with,
我们才能谈到真正的爱主。
Then we can talk about truly loving the Lord.
才能谈到真正的爱弟兄姊妹。
Then we can talk about truly loving brothers and sisters.
我们与主的关系完全是一个爱的。
Our relationship with our Lord is completely a relationship of love.
因着这个缘故，神就把他自己的爱种在我们的里面。
For this reason, God has planted His own love in us.
圣经里头很清楚地告诉我们。
The Bible tells us clearly.
神所要求我们的就是这个。
This is the love that God required of us.
神不要求我们为他做多少的事。
God does not ask us to do this or that for him.
神只要求我们爱他。
God wants us to love him.
用他所给我们的爱来爱他。
To love him with the love that he gives us.
但是我们很容易离弃那起初的爱。
But it'seasy for us to leave that first love.
我们很容易回到那个天然的爱里。
It is easy for us to fall back to the natural love.
比方说彼得。
For example, Peter.
彼得爱主。
Peter loved the Lord.
当主在那里说我要去受死。
When the Lord says, I shall suffer.
你们众人都要离开。
And you shall leave me.
彼得怎么说？
And Peter said.
彼得说我爱你。
Peter said, I love you.
我愿意为你死。
I will to die for you.
其他的门徒可以离开你。
And these other disciples can leave you.
我绝不会离开你。
I will not leave you.
你说他这样的爱徒是假的吗？
Do you say that this love is a false love?
当他这样说的时候，他是装假吗？
And when he said this, was he dishonest?
他可以说是诚实。
He was honest.
他的的确确爱主。
He indeed loved the Lord.
他的的确确愿意与主一同死。
He indeed wanted to die with the Lord.
但是他不知道，他这个爱是一个肉体的爱。
But he did not realize that this love of his was a love from the flesh.
他是依靠他自己天然的爱。
But that he depended on his natural love.
所以主就让他三次否认。
So the Lord let him deny the Lord three times.
让他看见说，如果他体贴肉体的话，他就离开了起初的爱。
So that he sees when he was mindful of the flesh, then he would leave the first love.
等到主复活之后，
when the Lord, after the Lord was risen,
在约翰二十一章里头，在基比利亚海边，
in John chapter 21, The Lord asked him, Simon, do you love me more than these?
主用的字是 agape.
The Lord used the word agape.
你真是绝对的爱我吗？
Do you really love me absolutely?
彼得因为他的失败，
Peter, because of his failure,
他不敢再依靠自己。
He dare not depend on himself.
他说主啊，你是知道。
He said, Lord, you know,
我爱你，
I feel you.
我对你有感情，
that I have a compassion toward you.
他只能这样说，
that's all he could say.
但是感谢神，
but we thank God.
当他知道自己没有爱的时候，
when he knew that he did not have love,
神的爱就浇灌在他的心里，
God's love was poured into his heart.
所以我们知道彼得到了老年的时候，他是为主舍命。
So we know that when Peter, at his very old age, he died, he gave his life for the Lord.
我们怎么样会离弃那起初的爱？
How could we leave that first love?
许有的时候，当我们爱世界的时候，我们就离弃了起初的爱。
Oftentimes, when we love the world, we leave that first love.
约翰一书告诉我们说，爱世界、爱父的心就不在它里面。
The first John tells us, those who love the world,The love of God is not in them.
当我们初初信主的时候，
When we first loved the Lord,
当起初的爱在我们里面的时候，
When this first love was in us,
我们实在看世界像粪土一样，
We really saw the world as dung.
世界对于我们不再有吸引，
The world was not attractive to us anymore.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
不知不觉，
But unknowingly,
慢慢慢慢的，
Gradually,
我们看见这个世界就渐渐有进到我们的心里来。
We see that this world entered our heart again.
肉体的情欲，
The lust of the flesh，
眼目的情欲，
The lust of the eyes，
精神的骄傲，
The pride of this life，
这些东西开始到了我们里面，
These things started to enter into us，
叫我们对于主的爱就分了，
So that our love toward God, toward the Lord was divided.
一个分开的心是一个死。
A divided heart is a dead heart.
所以主说，爱世界的、爱父的心不在他里面。
So the Lord said, those who love the world, he who loves the world, the love of, the, of God, the Father, is not in him.
甚至于当保罗在罗马监狱的时候，
Even when Paul was in the Roman prison,
他快要殉道，
Before he was martyred,
他一个同工蒂马因为贪爱世界，就往帖撒罗尼迦去了。
And one of his co-workers, Dima, because he loved the world, he left Paul to Thessalonica.
很多的时候，
oftentimes,
我们离弃起初的爱，
we left the first love.
因为我们开始体贴肉体，
because we start to be mindful of our flesh.
有的时候，我们离弃起初的爱，
sometimes we leave that first love.
因为我们开始贪爱。
Because we start to love this world.
甚至于一个基督徒
even a Christian
可以堕落到一个地步他爱罪所以离弃了基督的爱
can fall to an extent that he loved sin and he left the first love
我们看哥林多的教会就是这样
when we see the Corinthian church that was the condition
他们在恩赐上是全备一点不后人
they were well endowed in gifts lacking not anything
他们口才知识都丰富
they have eloquence they have knowledge
但是我们看见教会落在罪恶的里面
but we see that the church there fell into sin
不但有犯世界上都不大见的罪
and even they committed sins that even you cannot find in the world
并且教会对于这样的罪好像无动于衷一样
and also the church doesn't seem to care to mind of the sin
弟兄到法院里去告弟兄
brothers went to the court against brothers
甚至于摆饼的之前都喝醉了酒
even before they break the bread some could get drunk
哪里有起初的爱
where was the initial love
所以保罗写到哥林多前书十六章末了的时候
so when Paul wrote the first Corinthians letter to the 16th chapter
在二十二节里面
verse 22
他说若有人不爱主这个人可咒可诅主必快来
he said if someone who does not love the Lord he shall be cursed and Lord shall come
这里保罗所用的那个爱不是 agape
and this the word that Paul used was not agape
是 filial
it is filial
你就是对主灵一点友情都没有友情都情都没有
you don't even have asYou don't even have the compassion toward the Lord.
根本谈不上那个 agape 的爱。
And this agape love cannot even be mentioned here.
连对于主有一点点情都没有了。
And you don't even have any compassion for the Lord.
Anathema, Maranatha.
Anathema, Maranatha.
是可咒诅的。
It is to be cursed. Because the Lord is coming.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们能力气起初的爱。
Can we leave the first love to this extent?
以弗所的教会
The church at Ephesus
是一个爱的教会
is the church of love.
保罗他所以能把神的奥秘全部向他们说明
The reason Paul can pour out the mystery of God to this church
因为这个教会爱主
Because this church loves the Lord.
弟兄姊妹你要知道认识主不是凭着头脑。
Brothers and sisters, you have to know that to know the Lord is not in the brain.
认识主是凭着我们的心。
To know the Lord is in our heart.
因为他们爱主。
Because they love the Lord.
所以主可以尽量把他自己启示给他们。
So the Lord can in great measure reveal himself to them.
保罗写以弗所书结束的时候也是说恩惠归给那一些爱主的人。
So toward the end of the letter to Ephesians, Paul said, "May grace come to those who love God."
以弗所的教会是个爱主的教会。
The Ephesian church is a church that loves the Lord.
但是过了一个时间。
But after a while,
当圣天的主在罗马海盗上借着约翰写信给以弗所教会的时候
，When our risen Lord Drew John on the Patmos Island, wrote this letter to the church at Ephesus.
那个中间不过隔了三十多年。
It's only 30 years between these two events.
以弗所的教会在表面上一切都照常。
Now the Ephesian church on the surface was the same in every way.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us
在以弗所在启示录第二章里头。
In Revelation chapter 2.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说
To the angel of the assembly in Ephesus write
那右手拿着七星在七个金台中间行走的说
These things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand
这个就是主自己对教会说的话
And this is what the Lord himself says to the church
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐也知道你不能容忍恶人你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的看出他们是假的来你也仍忍耐 成为我的名劳苦并不乏倦。
I know thy works and thy labor and thy endurance, and that thou cannot bear evil, and thou hast tried them, who said that they themselves are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars and endurers, and hast borne for my name's sake, and hast not wearied.
第六节。
And verse 6.
然而你还有一件可屈的事，就是你恨恶尼哥拉一当人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。
But this thou hast, that thou hast the works thou hated, the works of Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
我们看见以弗所的教会好像能维持这几十年之间呢，能维持那个那种的情形。
We see this Ephesian church for these 30 years were able to maintain certain condition.
他们有行为。
They have works.
他们有劳碌。
They have labor.
他们也能忍耐，
and they can endure,
也不能容忍恶人，
and they did not tolerate evil,
也有分辨的灵，
and they were able to make difference,
对于世界来讲他们能忍受，
and they can endure the earth,
他们为着主的名劳苦而不疲倦，
and they can labor for the name of the Lord and not weary,
他们也恨恶那个巨剑的阶级，
and they hated this intermediate class.
这就是主所恨恶的。
And this is what the Lord hates.
在外面来看什么都好。
And on the surface, everything was good.
但是主说。
But the Lord says,
我反对你。
I oppose you.
圣经里头这个字是很重的。
The scripture used a very severe word.
主说虽然你有那么多的好处。
The Lord says, although you have so much good works,
我与你为仇。
And I am an enemy of you.
我与你对立。
And I oppose you.
因为你离弃了起初的爱。
Because you have left the first love.
你要悔改。
You have to repent.
你要回想。
You have to think back.
你是从哪里堕落的？
Where you fell.
你要起来做你起初所做的事。
You should rise up and do the first works.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
以弗所的教会是堕落在什么地方呢？
Where did Ephesian church fall?
他们就是堕落。在起初的爱里面。
They fell at this point of first love.
外面照常。
Outside, everything the same.
里面那个火已经灭了。
Inside, the fire has extinguished.
外面可以为主忙碌。
And outside, they can be busy for the Lord.
里面爱主的心没有。
But inside, there's no longer love for the Lord.
外面还有那些的知识。
Outside, there's still that much of knowledge.
但是里面却没有爱主。
But inside, there's no heart for the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
主所注意的就是那个起初的爱。
What the Lord sees is that initial first love.
从你认识主那一天，他把那个起初的爱放在你的里面。
From the first day when the Lord put His first love in you,
他就一直在那里，要你在这个爱里面与他发生关系。
He wants you continually to have relationship with Him in this love.
外面这些东西都不能满足他的心。
These external things cannot satisfy His heart.
外面这些事本来就从起初的爱里面流露出来。
Now these outside things, they originally were flowing out from this first love.
但是当这些的事成流，而里面那个源头没有的时候。
But when these things remain, but that source has died down.
这些东西在神的眼中看来都是死的。
And these things in the eyes of God is just dead.
以弗所的教会怎么样从起初的爱跌落下来？
How did Ephesian church fall from that first love?
在圣经里头没有告诉我们。
The Bible did not tell us.
很可能。
Very possibly.
因为他们爱主。
Because they love the Lord.
主把他自己尽量地向他们启示。
The Lord revealed himself much to them.
他们也为主很劳苦。
And they also labored for the Lord.
不知不觉，他们产生了一个骄傲的心。
And unknowingly, that there's a pride came to their hearts.
我们称它为属灵的骄傲。
We call it the spiritual pride.
其实骄傲就不属灵。
In fact, if you are proud, you're not spiritual.
但是所谓的就他在属灵的事情上，他很骄傲。
But this is the so-called spiritual pride.
他觉得在属灵的事情上。他比其他的教会都高一等。
They think on spiritual things, they are higher than other churches.
比其他的弟兄姊妹都高一等。
They are higher than other brothers and sisters.
因着这样骄傲的缘故。
Because of this pride.
他们就从起初的爱里面跌落。
They fell from the first love.
因为起初的爱里面一个性质就是谦卑。
Because there is one essence in the first love, which is humility.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
我常常在主面前仰望他。
I often look up to the Lord before Him.
求主光照。
Asking Him to shine upon us.
因为我自己看不见自己。
Because I cannot see myself.
我以为爱主。
I thought I loved the Lord.
不一定。
Not necessarily so.
我以为不爱主。
I thought I did not love the Lord.
也不一定不爱主。
Not necessarily so.
我不认识。
I did not know myself.
我求主光照我。
I asked the Lord to shine upon me.
我有没有力气了起初的爱。
Have I left that first love?
我蒙恩六十多年。
I was saved for more than 60 years.
当主救我的时候
When the Lord saved me,
他把那个爱放在我的里面
He put that love in me.
他吸引我
He attracted me.
他给我看见他为我舍身流血
He showed me that he gave himself and bled for me.
他呼召我来跟从他
He called me to follow him.
在这几十年的中间
In these decades,
我对他不忠心。
I was not faithful to him.
许多的时候外面造就。
Oftentimes, in the external, there are, it seems to be serving him.
但是当我来到主面前的时候
But when I come before him,
我觉得已经离弃了起初的爱。
I felt that I have left that first love.
我求主赦免我。
I ask the Lord to forgive me.
我求主恢复我起初的爱。
I ask the Lord to restore that first love in me.
对他不绝对。
That I was not absolute toward him.
对他不忠心。
That I was not faithful to him.
欺骗肉体。
I'm mindful to my own flesh.
除他之外，另外有所吸引。
And outside of him, there are other things that drew me.
好像他不够。
As he was not enough to satisfy me,
我心里明知道。
I knew it in my heart.
但是，主知道。
I did not know clearly, but the Lord knows.
主说要悔改。
The Lord said, "Repent."
要行起初所行的事。
To do the first works.
不错，那些起初做的事还要做。
Indeed, the thing that was done at the beginning should continue.
那些事没有错
And these things were not wrong
错的是里面没有起初的爱
What is wrong is there is no first love in us
不是为着爱他的缘故而有行为
That we did these things not because we loved him
不是为着爱他的缘故劳苦
We did not labor because of him because we loved him
不是为着爱他的缘故忍耐
That we endure not because of him because of loving him
许多的时候我们为着工作而工作。
Oftentimes, we work for the sake of work.
没有这个爱的火在里面焚烧。
We do not have this fire of love burning inside.
我每天的祷告。
My daily prayer.
主啊，我把自己放在祭坛上。
Lord, I put myself on the altar.
求你用你圣洁的火来焚烧我。
Burn me with your holy fire.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神所要求我们的只有一件事。
What God wants of us is only one thing.
他要我们用起初的爱来爱他。
He wants us to love him with that first love.
我们不要被外面那些的东西所迷惑，受欺骗。
Let us not be obsessed.By these external things.
以为有了这些东西就可以了。
Thinking that when we have these things, that is enough.
我们需要维持这起初的爱。
We need to keep that first love.
我们怎样能维持起初的爱？
How do we keep that first love?
主说你们要常在我的爱中。
The Lord says, you shall abide in my love.
我们怎样能常常在他的爱中？
How do we abide constantly in his love?
就说你如果遵守我的命令，你就常在我的爱中。
The Lord says, if you obey my commandment, then you abide constantly in my love.
主对我们有什么命令？
Whatever commandment our Lord has to us,
我们顺服。
And we should submit to it.
这样我们能维持这个起初的。
Then we can keep that first love.
听命胜于献祭。
Obedience is better than sacrifice.
顺服过于牛羊的脂油。
And obedience is better than the oil and the fat of ox or lamb.
乃是当我们在每天的生活里面。
In our daily life.
顺从圣灵在我们里面高油的运行。
Then that we obey the anointing of the Holy Spirit in us.
我们就能常住在爱的里面。
Then we can abide constantly in love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
求神怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
不但我们每一个个人。
Not only us individually.
能常在爱的里面。
That we can abide in his love.
维持因着蒙恩维持这个起初的爱。
And because of grace, that we can keep that first love.
也巴不得神的家，神的教会。
And let the church of God, the house,
在起初的爱里面。
Can be in the first love.
这样的话。
And if we do so,
当他来的时候。
When he comes,
我们可以坦然无惧见他的面。
We can see his face in boldness.
因为他如何。
Because whatever he is,
他在世上的时候如何
？However he was on earth，
我们也如何
？And we shall be the same。
最后
，Lastly，
爱神不是舌头言语上的东西。
To love God is not a matter of lips or words。
必须在行为和诚实的上面。
It has to be in deeds. It has to be in truth。
我们不是说口里爱主，爱主就是爱主。
And it is not that when we say, I love the Lord, I love the Lord, I indeed love the Lord.
我们必须有实在的行动。
We have to have real action.
爱神有什么记号呢？
What is the mark of loving God?
第一，爱神，我们就渴慕他。
First, when we love God, we long for him.
诗篇四十二篇说：“我爱神，如同鹿渴慕溪水一样。”
Psalm 42 says, "I love God as a deer panted for the water."
一个鹿啊，他给猎人追赶的时候
，When a deer he was chased by a hunter,
他逃到逃了就精疲力尽。
He ran to exhaustion.
他到了一个溪水的旁边。
He came to a little brook.
他能喝一点溪水，重新得力。
He could have some water and regain his strength.
一个鹿，它在喝溪水的时候
，A deer when he drinks of the water,
在水里头就把他自己的脸反照出来。
And in the water, he sees his own face.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们如果真正爱神的话
，Today if we truly love God,
我们里面一定有一个渴慕他的心。
There is a longing heart in us.
我们愿意常常。
Willing that we can be close to him.
我们要与他亲近。
And we want to draw close to him.
实在说呢，神所要的就是这个。
Actually, what God wants is nothing but this.
不是你为他做多少事。
It is not that you do anything for him.
乃是你爱慕他的自己。
It is that you long for himself.
不是你在那里只是爱他的恩赐。
It is not that you long for his gifts.
你是爱他自己。
You love him and long for himself.
天天与他有隐秘处的交通。
Daily you have communion, communication with him in hidden places.
你怕不见他的面。
You fear that you cannot see his face.
有一段的时间。
There was a time.
我常常祷告。
I prayed constantly.
主啊，我要见你的面。
Lord, I want to see your face.
如果我不能见你的笑脸。
If I cannot see your smiling face,
让我见你的怒脸。
Let me see your face of anger.
渴慕主的心。
Long for the heart of God, of the Lord.
一个爱主的记号。
A mark of loving the Lord.
就是亲近他。
Is to draw near to Him.
好像约翰一样。
As John.
躺在主的怀里。
John leaned to the bosom of the Lord.
好像玛利亚一样。
As Mary.
住在主的脚前。
Sitting at the foot of the Lord.
听主的话。
Hearing His word.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Hear, brothers and sisters.
这个是爱神的记号。
This is the mark of loving Him.
我们是不是愿意多多亲近他？
Are we willing to draw near to Him?
如果我们好像离开了他，我们心中若有所失。
If when we leave Him, when we are not by His side, we feel we have lost something.
这种的感觉。
That feeling.
乃是爱神的记号。
Is a mark of loving God.
我们记得马大拉的玛利亚。
We remember this Mary Magdalene.
因着神住在他身上。是要这样大的恩典。
Because the grace that the Lord has on her.
当主复活的那一天。
The day the Lord was risen.
彼得、约翰到了坟墓，看见主已经不在那里。
Peter and John went to the tomb. They saw the Lord not there.
他们就回到家里去。
They went home.
但是马大拉的玛利亚。
But Mary Magdalene.
无家可归。
No home to go.
因为主就是他的家。
Because the Lord is in her home.
他留在那里。
She stayed there.
他一定要找到主。
She has to get the Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们里面有没有这样的感觉？爱的表记
The mark of love
就是愿意为主摆上一切
Is willing to put forth everything for the Lord
我们记得主的母亲玛利亚
Mary the mother of our Lord
当天使告诉她她要怀孕生子的时候
When the angel told her that she shall conceive a child
他说我还没有男人
She said I had not had a real husband
还没有结婚
I had not really gone through marriage
他已经订婚但是没有结婚
She was because she was not married yet
我怎么能生孩子
How could I have a child
天使告诉他说
The angel told her
圣灵要覆庇你的胎
The Holy Spirit shall cover you
你所生的是他圣者。
What you will give birth to is that holy one.
就着玛利亚来说。
As to Mary.
这是一个超过人所能答应的要求。
This is a request that one cannot answer.
因为如果一个女人没有结婚就生了孩子。
Because if a woman gave birth to a child without marriage.
她一定是犯了奸淫的罪。
She has to have committed adultery.
她的未婚夫啊，要第一个用石头把她打死。
Her fiancé would be the first one to stone her.
她的名誉扫地。
And her reputation was no more.
她的生命也要结束。
And her life would end.
但是玛利亚说。
But Mary said.
我是主的使女。
I am the maid of the Lord.
愿意你的旨意。
Thy will be done.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们今天如果真正爱神的话，
If today we truly love God,
我们是不是愿意为着他摆上一切？
Are we willing to put forth everything for His sake?
很多的时候，我们保留。
Oftentimes we have some reservation.
我们没有像马大的妹妹玛利亚一样。他打破玉瓶，把香膏全部浇在主的身上。
We are not like Mary, the sister of Martha, or Martha, who broke the alabaster jar and let the fragrance come out.
连门徒都说，何容这样的浪费。
Even the disciples said, "This is wasted."
但是，他觉得在主身上 没有浪费。
But Mary thought that on the Lord, nothing is wasted.
因为主值得一切。
Because the Lord is worthy of all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在我们身上有没有这样的标记？
Do we have that mark in us?
保罗为着主的缘故，
For the sake of the Lord, Paul,
他不顾他的性命。
He did not consider his life.
他看万事像粪土一样。
He saw all things as done.
从在大马士路上就向他显现之后。
From the day the Lord appeared to him on the road to Damascus.
他的见证说。
His testimony was.
我没有违背那天上的意象。
I'm not disobedient to the vision that is from heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这一个是爱神的记号。
That.Is the mark of loving God.
保罗在加拉太人说，
Paul told the Galatians,
从此你们不要搅扰我。
From now on, let no man bother me.
因为我身上带着耶稣的印记。
Because I have brought on me the mark of Jesus.
十字架深深地刻在保罗的身上。
The cross was imprinted on the body of Paul.
他忠心一直到死。
He was faithful until death.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这些都是爱神的记号。
These are the marks of loving God.
最后，
Lastly,
哥林多前书八章三节说，
The First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 3,
若有人爱神，这个人是神所知道的。
He who loves God is known of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
在历史历代，
throughout generations,
有许许多多爱主的人，
there are so many who love the Lord.
他们是人所不知道的，
they were those who men did not know.
我们所知道的不过很少数的人，
we only knew a few.
同时连世界上所知道的那些爱神的人是不是真正爱神的人我们也不知道。
Also, we do not know whether thoseThat the world considered was loving God is really loving God.
人以为你非常爱神。
Men think that you love God.
但是你是不是真正爱神的人，只有神知道。
But whether you truly love God, only God knows.
感谢神。
We thank God.
有无数的人，他们爱神。
There are so many who love God.
但是是人所不知道的。
They are not known to people, to men.
但是。
But they are known to God.
如果神知道，就够了。
It is sufficient if God knows.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你爱神。
Do you love God?
你爱神。
You love God.
没有人知道的。
Nobody knows.
但是神知道。
But God knows.
够了。
That's sufficient.
基督祷告。
Bow down and pray.
我们的主，你是何等的爱我们。
Our Lord, you love us so much.
你为我们舍身。
You gave yourself for us.
你的爱不能测量。
Your love cannot be measured.
你竟然这样的无条件绝对的爱了我们。
You love us so much, no condition, absolute.
你不但救了我们。
Not only you have saved us.
你也把你的爱放在我们。
You also put your love in us.
你叫我们也照样地来爱你。
So that we can love you the same.
但是我们的主啊。
But the Lord.
我们常常可变失爱。
And oftentimes we change.
三心两意。
We have other thoughts.
口是心非。
What we say is what, not what we mean.
有外表没有实际。
We have appearance but no reality.
你知道。
You know, Lord.
我们今天愿意把自己敞开在你面前。
This morning we want to open ourselves to you.
求你光照我们，
so that you can shine in our hearts.
查看我们里面有没有力气起初的爱。
Examine if we have left the first love.
你的爱在我们里面。
Your love in us.
主啊，我们愿意悔改。
Lord, we are willing to repent.
我们要恢复。
That we can restore.
叫我们今后能讨你的喜悦。
So that from this day on, we can please you.In the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.